Alrighty, let's rock this thing. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. Today is Monday, March the 11th, 70th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Gary Eagles. Hey, Gary.
Hey, happy Monday, Brian. Great to be with you once again. Hope you had a great weekend.
Don't slow up now. Just keep going.
Hey, listen, it was Mother Nature must have gotten fooled this weekend, not just with the time change.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little hacked off here. We're in the fall, you know, this is like an August pattern, not a March pattern.
Yeah, but to have a sunny, bright, beautiful, what I call Chamber of Commerce weekend was pretty good. Chamber of Commerce, that's when they run around and take pictures of how beautiful it is out there with the blue sky.
Referencing the fact that Hockey Day was on today.
Oh, no, I did hear
comment.
That, too.
Yeah, okay. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the Rising Stars Foundation. It's something that you've kind of been hearing bits and pieces of throughout the last couple of years, with the Decade of Difference being associated with all of that and some of the different things that are going on. So we'll talk about Rising, not shooting. No,
not shooting.
It's almost
sir.
A bad pun, huh? Did you hear Ange said something today? Some kid made some cupcakes, put army men, you know, little green army men on top of them. The school took the cupcakes away.
And I don't suppose it was because they just like cupcakes.
No. To be determined when we come back.
All right.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles, but before we do, our quote this afternoon, let's see. Here we go. Aesop's Fables.
Oh, that's fitting, I hope.
I don't remember this one. The Dog in the Manger?
No, I don't remember that one either.
It's kind of a cool one. People don't grudge others what they cannot enjoy themselves. Did I say that right? People often grudge others what they... Yeah, I screwed that one up, didn't I? Okay, let's go to Aesop's Fables. The Eagle and the Arrow. You're more familiar with that one. I just crossed that bad boy out there. Okay, let's take another shot here. We often give our enemies the means of our own destruction.
Yes, I've heard that one.
Okay.
All right. That's a little bit more popular one.
Yeah. It makes more sense because I read it properly.
Well, it helps. Well, but I heard, Brian, that you read everything perfectly on Saturday. For the folks out there in your listening audience who may not be aware, Brian was featured prominently at our spelling bee because we always need somebody who can pronounce our words correctly and keep the audience entertained, engaged, and focused. And Brian, I understand you did a great job, and I appreciate it. And
there was one definition that was just weird. I forget what it was. Probably straight out of the book. And the gal who I presume was the one who was doing most of the background work. I just kind of looked at her and did one of those weird looks on my face. And that's the only time I actually allowed myself to engage. And the place just died. Good. Everybody else thinks this is a weird definition also. There was one for the elementary school kids.
Right.
So that was a little safer and tamer than... I can't imagine doing the high school level.
You know,
the intensity I would think would be ramped up.
Yes.
Pretty significantly, because I would imagine that the dollar signs are a little bit higher there.
Yeah, I think the return is greater. Traditionally, we don't have as many high school students participating in that activity here locally. It's primarily the upper elementary and middle school programs that do very well. And, you know, we've had a number of our fine young people go on, participate in state-level competition, and actually win at the state level. So we've got some very good spellers, as we do in some of the other areas. And I talk about this not only because I want to give you thanks on air for your contribution to our efforts on Saturday's experience with that activity, but the Humboldt County Spelling Bee, that was our 30th year, It is one of the many activities sponsored by the Humboldt County Office of Education's Rising Stars Foundation, which I wanted to talk about today in terms of the kinds of opportunities that the Rising Stars Foundation provides our young people. And springtime is a popular and very busy time in schools, and a number of the things that that the Rising Stars Foundation sponsors actually occur. We had the All-County Music Festival, for example, last week as well.
Oh, just at the same time CR was announcing they were considering dropping the music program.
Oh, well, maybe this
extraordinary
will
timing.
Help
you're
them
not
rethink that.
Doing any subliminal
no,
suggestions
no, ours,
here.
Ours was on the calendar before that.
Well, I talked to Kathy on Thursday. I think she's supposed to be in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well we had 30% more kids participating in that program this year than we've had in the past.
Really?
We continue to promote arts, the arts in general, music, of course, being one of the prominent areas under the arts. And fortunately, I think it's paying off. We're giving kids more opportunities to get exposed to things. We're trying to support music programs in the schools. We're also trying to promote excellence and achievement, you know, kind of support the particular talents these young kids have. We've sponsored kids going on to the State Honor Choir. We're offering to do that with Honor Orchestra, Honor Band at the state level. Just like we've sponsored kids at Science Fair, which, by the way, that's coming up very shortly. Once again, 30th annual Humboldt County Science Fair. We'll talk more about that later. But these are the exciting things for kids.
It's interesting for me to project a little bit. I played sports at college, but I didn't play them in high school. And then our kids played at both levels. Of those who are not athletic, what this helps to provide or what this helps to fill in, because I know the esprit de corps of a team, that's what you remember. It's not the wins and the losses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's practices and it's screwing around afterwards and just, you know, that. Does this help to fill in some of those areas for these youngsters who may not have athletic abilities or interest?
Well, it actually does in a number of ways, because a number of these activities that the Rising Stars Foundation sponsors are year-over-year activities where kids can participate, can grow and develop individually, but they also begin to bond with other kids that participate. Even though they may be competing in some ways, they're still participating. So we see kids over and over again in the science fair year to year, spelling bee. Yes, it develops relationships.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you have a dog or plan to add one to your family, you'll want to know about the Humboldt Dog Obedience Group, or HumDog for short. HumDog, a nonprofit organization, began in 1978 and is run by 50 volunteers. Its purpose is to teach dogs good citizenship. HumDog conducts classes nearly every Monday evening throughout the year at Redwood Acres. There are puppy training classes, basic training for dogs over 6 months old, and more advanced classes. The modest fees are used to pay the rent and professional trainers. Each session lasts an hour. HumDog also puts on two annual events, the Dog Expo in March and the Dog Agility Trial in August. Both draw crowds of dog lovers. For those who apply for funds to spay or neuter their dog, HumDog has a special fund that may be able to help. See their website, www.humdog.org. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, the concept of Rising Star, why that name? I think of rising, either I think of the sun coming up in the morning or Venus at night. Or a flare. Goes up brilliant, blows out, and there's nothing left when done.
Yeah, what we like to see is
I'm sure the Venus Foundation really probably wouldn't have gone across real well.
No.
Yeah.
No, what we were trying to promote is that we've got our young people here, and what we're trying to do through the foundation is to encourage kids from multiple walks and interests and backgrounds to be able to come into their own and to feel supported. And what we want to do is not only cultivate their pursuit here within the county, many of the things that we push here and promote are to get the kids ready, you know, to enter the bigger world, to compete regionally and in the state. We want to recognize excellence, whether that be in working collaboratively and coming up with, you know, the best salsa as part of the salsa competition that happens
second,
in the fall.
Second best salsa.
Or or those who are...
I have to get a kid to enter mine just to see how I do.
Okay, well, you know, we could talk about your recipe.
No, I'll never share that, by golly. I've plagiarized from four others.
But we have also the Gary Roberts Industrial Tech Fair that we try to promote, which promotes architectural drafting and cabinetry, other woodworking projects, metalworking.
That's an amazing one.
The All County Music Festival. I mean, it crosses every discipline out there. The science fair we mentioned earlier. And then, of course, we have the big culminating dinner and recognition of the Academic All-Stars for the county. This is where every high school, private as well as public, are given the opportunity to nominate their academic all-stars. Young people who are not only have exceptional academic records, but they also have noteworthy involvement in leadership and in community activities. I would note that this year's group, because we have gone through the process of nomination, they've all been interviewed, collectively, they're average grade point average, Brian, is 4.32. It's better than a 4 point. And you say to me, now how can you do that on a 4 point scale?
I know. We'll argue that one. Yeah,
you get the college credit for AP programs. But these are kids, the best and the brightest that we give. And as part of the annual celebration that comes up, we give an opportunity for these kids to be introduced. We were talking before the last break about building camaraderie and relationships. This is an occasion, this is the only opportunity where these kids come together from all the various high schools into one location and they get recognized. We put on a dinner with their parents, their school officials are there. The school officials introduce these kids and give a little of their bio about why they're there. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely incredible and very heartwarming. And it's rejuvenating for those of us working in the community to see the next generation that's coming forward and the accomplishment and how much potential there is. Makes you feel good, I can tell you. But
is this something that is common, Gary, in... Does Dunlop County, Mendocino County, do they have the equivalence of this?
I'm not aware that they do. Bits and pieces. But we're one of the few county offices that have our own foundation. We have been in the business of promoting students and student activities and competitions like this, going back, as I've noted earlier, 30 years with the Spelling Bee and the Science Fair. We've just more recently gotten involved in some other areas.
A couple of these things seem very familiar to me, and I don't know. Geez, okay, let's see. 78 from today is what, 35 years? No. Yeah. 35 mm-hmm. years ago.
Yes.
But I recognize some of these things from when I was going through. Now, maybe they've morphed a little bit or changed.
Or expanded to regional competitions and that sort of thing.
Okay. I mean, the science fair was something that there was something. I don't know if it was like the starting bud of this or a small little thing that
could have been
one school or one school district had. Yeah.
But what we've tried to do really open up opportunities here for kids who otherwise would be, as they say, behind the redwood curtain and not have those opportunities.
Just a chance to shine,
I would think. And also sponsor them, because there are a lot of kids out there. The majority of our kids that we serve qualify for free and reduced price meal in this county. But we don't want to limit the participation based on someone's ability to front the money to do these things. We want to give as many kids as possible the opportunity to be supported regardless of their economic well-being. If they've got a talent, they've got an interest, they've got a skill, we want to help promote it. That's what it's all about for the foundation.
Now, you got history, which is typically forgotten in a lot of contests. I mean, even the SAT forgets history pretty much, the ACT. Is there an effort to do some of the disciplines that might otherwise be overlooked or not emphasized as much? I remember when Schauser and Crichton were working at Eureka High School, they had the geography, American Express. Some of those types of programs. Is there an effort to get this thing as broad as you can, so as many of the kids that really have abilities in some of these areas do have a chance to foster and grow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we had more money coming into the Rising Stars Foundation, we'd be offering even a greater variety. I think we actually do a pretty good job with the resources we have available, but we'd always do more. We do want to support every child out there in whatever way we can.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
This is Fred Van Fleck, Eureka City School Superintendent. Exciting new things are happening in our district next year. Reducing our kinder through third grade class size to 23-1. Eliminating our combination classes in the reopening of Winship Middle School. Remember, we are the largest district on the North Coast, allowing us to have the most diverse course in extracurricular offerings. Enrollment is happening now. Please stop by the district office across from Eureka High School or visit the website at eurekacityschools.org.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, what is this, of all of the Rising Star choices that there are that you guys support and step up to, or that you partner with the community to step up for, which one do you think is the one that gets most people going, really? You do what? That's kind of cool. What's the surprise?
Wow. Well, you know, one of the more unusual things that we do is the Redwood Environmental Education Fair. And we do that primarily because of our area and the interest that we have. We tend to be a community that's very much engaged and interested in the environment and preserving the environment, promoting good environment, whether it be water or air or anything else, recycling. Approximately 2,000 elementary students attend the fair. This is held at College of the Redwoods, a great partnership. We bring in agents from the Department of Fish and Game. That's not what they call it now,
Fish and Wildlife.
Fish and Wildlife. Yeah.
Frankly, I always supported the wildlife part a lot more than the fish.
Well, and we bring in programs on recycling. We bring in on alternative energy sources, marine mammals. We've got a strand of programs out there that emphasize about Native Americans and how they view the environment. Very novel. Again, very unique culturally for our area. I would say that that's one of our more unique ones. Our Gate Academy, over 700 students this past year from Humboldt and Del Norte counties participate in the Gifted and Talented Academy. These are 4th through 8th graders. They're at Humboldt State. They've got presenters from a wide range of fields, astronomy, mathematics, zoology, visual and performance artists and the like, who get together and have put on programs for these kids. Once again, we're trying to stretch their minds and increase their view of the future and to think about their possibilities and what they might pursue. I would say the Innovative Business Challenge is the other one. You know, this was the high school model that was adapted by the Arclays program for the university level. And we have been involved in a number of years now to promote entrepreneurship and innovation. This is an opportunity for high school kids to be thinking about creating a business enterprise. And we help them develop a very brief business plan, elevator pitches.
It says 3-minute elevator. I don't know what elevator you ride, but a 3-minute ride on an elevator, I call it a roller coaster, man.
Well, that's what they call it. The idea, here's the
30 seconds is the norm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but okay. We give them 3 minutes. This is a slow moving elevator, or it's a tall skyscraper. Yeah. But here's the thing. The concept is you get on to the first floor with somebody. You've got a business idea. You've got somebody one-on-one captured there, and they're a potential investor. And you've got 3 minutes between that, the point you get on, and the time you get off, to convince them to invest in what you have to offer. There's your elevator pitch. So it's amazing some of the ideas that we've had over time. Kids compete for scholarships that either they can use to help launch their enterprise after graduation from high school, or they can use it to pursue college and career preparation related to
called
it.
Refining the idea.
Refining the idea.
You like that one?
So anyway, those are the kinds of things that are unique, but, you know, and then, of course, we've got culinary programs that are outstanding here. We've got, you probably read in the paper just this past weekend, there was a feature by Angeline Schwab. The title was Join the Conversation to Provide Healthy Food Choices for Kids in Schools. It talked about Taco Tuesday, where the emphasis next Tuesday is going to be on organically grown beef.
Every Tuesday?
No, this is coming up.
Oh, darn.
Starts.
See, I'm a big fan of Taco Tuesday. March, yeah.
Well, but we're promoting organic grown Humboldt County beef, Humboldt County grown vegetables and those things, much like the salsa competition does. In fact, they're going to feature the salsa that took special marketing award. Bien Padre locally is actually going to be marketing that on grocery shelves locally, and it's going to be used for this Taco Tuesday. Anyway, we have a lot of creative adults who are thinking about great opportunities for kids, and the kids are just literally eating it up, if I can use that phrase, for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, sure.
And we have wonderful community sponsors who are participating, and it's all about those community linkages you mentioned.
Yeah, actually, it's Mondo Taco Monday. You just didn't bring anything in.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll have to make that up to you next month, Brian.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Gary Eagles.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles from the County Office of Ed. Gary, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, we talked a little bit about the kids, some of the things that they're going through. How about the teachers of some of these students that really excel? I would imagine that you've got those who revel in it, if it happens to be their area of interest too, and can help foster and support. And I bet you there's some teachers who are challenged by it, either personally or professionally, trying to deal with it. I mean, can you imagine being a seventh or eighth grade teacher and having some kid that can punch out calculus at that level?
Actually,
and how do you keep them engaged?
I'll tell you, I think I'd be thrilled to have that as a teacher, but I understand what you mean. And here's what's nice about so many of the activities sponsored by the Rising Stars Foundation. It helps to put in context what the children are learning in the classroom itself by having an event, by having an activity they can go to. It's like, for example, if all you did was practice playing your saxophone, but never had an opportunity to actually go to a performance, it just doesn't put all that work into its total meaning. And this is like, for many of them, the science fair, for example, there's the recital of all of the science project the kid has worked on or the kids collectively have worked on over the course of time. And as the teacher comes in and encourages that work, and as the parents work, you know how parents, they do a lot of
There's a little bit of commitment there,
right?
Yeah.
But then the students get a chance to take that project and to showcase it. It really does put it in full meaning. And then, of course, if it's one of those programs that just really jumps off the table literally and says, this is of statewide quality, that's when we get the kids and we take the kids, we take their projects and we cart them off to LA and they get a chance to mingle with several hundred other kids from throughout the state of California and they get a chance to showcase. And once again, just like the Spelling Bee, a number of Humboldt County's young scientists have received statewide recognition for their projects, and some have even won in their own divisions. So, like I said, it helps to really put that capstone, that fun. You know, it's the frosting on the cake. It's the It is the recital for the practice. Yeah, and to have that kind of recognition. And you know, going back to your spelling bee that you assisted with us, you worked with 10 elementary and 10 middle school kids on Saturday. But digging deeper, those were the kids who emerged from their regional spelling bees in Humboldt County. And of that group, they were selected from their school site spelling bees. So when you talk about the number of children that are actually involved in these programs, we may have 330, 350 projects in Science Fair that actually get to Humboldt State. And from that group, there may be 20 or 25 that we send on for state-level competition. But there are thousands behind those kids, just like there are hundreds that are doing those spelling bees in the local classrooms back in the schools. So it is a weeding process in that regard. And yet, on the other hand, it really we are touching many, many kids throughout all of these various activities that we have.
So the next event, next public event is?
Probably the Science Fair next week, I think, is actually the date coming up. The Doris Niles Humboldt County Science Fair, March 18th to 22.
Where?
Humboldt State University. And then the then after that, we'll let's see. We've got the Rising Stars Academic Achievement Awards in April. The Redwood Environmental Education Fair coming up in May. That's about the same time that we do the technology fair. That's the end of May, 1st of June. That's always at the Bayshore Mall. We'll have 150 different entries for that, maybe even more, from high schoolers throughout the county.
The Countywide Music Festival.
And the Countywide Music Festival, that was this last week. And again, we had some 33% reported to me this morning, 33% more kids participating this year than last. So we are reaching our kids. We are giving them the opportunities we couldn't give them otherwise. And we'd love to have people come and support the foundation so that we can in turn support our kids. The Rising Stars, and those are going to be the shining stars in the heavens as we look to the future. They are our future. We've got a great group of kids.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me once again. And I'll Taco Monday. Mondo Taco.
Mondo Taco Monday.
Okay,
yes.
I'll remember that next time.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.